Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I think America would be a much better place if people just kept personal things to themselves.
Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
So, realistically, there is no right or wrong way to purchase something. And by you being here, you've already seen the title of this episode, which leads to the number one question or thing that I see daily of people trying to improve their credit scores, mainly to buy a house. But the second main reason is to purchase a vehicle. They're trying to finance a car. And again, you know, there's going to be people out there that's going to say, nope, I would never finance a car. I wouldn't do that. That is stupid. You know, hey, look, I agree with it. And then you're going to have some people that are like, oh, financing a car is much better because I can get something more reliable. I can get something, you know, that's going to last longer and something newer, blah, blah, blah. Or you're going to get the people that's like, hey, I make enough money. I don't care about this. You know, a car payment is nothing to me. And then lastly, you have the, you know, more of the entrepreneurship mindset to where people are like, hey, you know, if I finance this at a low interest rate, you know, I can use the money that I could pay cash for it. I can use that money and invest that in something else. And then the return rate on that is going to be much higher than the interest rate. So I just gave you four completely different, you know, mindsets and situations, which lead me to, you know, my conclusion of there's no right or wrong way to do something. Now, there's a smarter way and a dumb way to do something based on your situation. Something dumb for you may not be dumb for someone else. And, you know, this all brings me back to my whole mission with Sturgis Credit Repair. I don't prepare people to improve their credit scores to do dumb stuff. You know, I hear it all the time. People are trying to fix their credit, or, you know, I get so many people reach out to me, hey, you know, I need a 650 credit score so I can go buy me a Hellcat, you know. So I don't support stuff like that. You know, if you're purposely getting yourself in debt, you know, and you're trying to improve your credit scores to make your situation worse or your financial cash flow or situation worse, I don't support that. I think that is completely stupid, you know. So me personally, when it comes to financing a vehicle, you know, if you just look at it just as it is, I don't agree with it. You know, I used to be someone that, you know, financing a vehicle is all I was taught as a kid. And you know, I think, well, not as a kid, as a young adult. And I think we're all here in America, we're all brainwashed into that. But here's the thing. If you go to a home store like Home Depot or Lowe's or even Walmart these days, and you pull up and you see the riding lawnmowers outside, and then you see the sign that's like, oh, finance it 0% APR or finance it for, you know, 3 or 5 years, whatever the case is, low interest. You walk past them signs and you're like, oh, wow, people are financing lawnmowers. Wow, that's stupid. But at the same time, you know, it's the same banks that are giving you the money for an auto loan. You know, it's the same thing. So we're just brainwashed into thinking that financing a car is the right thing or the only way to buy a car, when realistically, you know, the smarter way as a consumer, you know, as a normal everyday 9-to-5 consumer, you know, I agree with the mindset of you should just save up until you can buy something reliable. You know, it doesn't have to be expensive. You can find reliable vehicles for like $8,000, $10,000, something like that. It's going to have over, you know, 150,000 miles on it. But what I'm meaning by reliable, it has AC. It drives you to your job and back. If something breaks, it may be cheaper to refix. It may be cheaper to repair it versus paying a car payment every single month. Now, for the everyday consumer, this is what I'm getting at. And I'm going to go over all three or four situations here. You know, if you're someone just working an everyday job, okay, and inflation is already killing you, and you know, you know you have expenses and bills to take care of, kids to take care of, I honestly think that you should not use your credit to purchase a vehicle. You should use your credit to put you in a home and work on paying off that home. So, you know, 15, 20 years later, you can eventually pay off that mortgage, and now you don't have a mortgage payment. And then the only thing you have to worry about is your property taxes, home insurance, and things like that. You're saving $1,000 or $2,000 a month by not having a mortgage. That can, you know, long term, you can use that money to buy nicer things, invest, and then make more money, whatever the case is. So I'm a firm believer on using your credit for things that makes you money in the long run. You know, a house usually, not always, but usually a house will, you know, increase in value. So you're going to have some positive equity over the years. So that's something that makes you money. If you go to sell it or refinance, whatever the case is, credit cards, that's another thing, scary, but it's another thing that I suggest people do, because I believe in using credit cards to your advantage. Pay it off, and then you're making free money from it. Now, you're not getting rich from credit card rewards, don't get me wrong, but it at least will save you money, you know. So I'm all about using your credit if it's saving you money or making you money, you know, it's doing something positive for you. What I don't agree with is using your credit to put yourself in a hole or put yourself in debt, and then you're going to put yourself in a worse situation if something financially happens to you that is bad. You losing a job, you getting a pay cut or whatever the case is, and now this item that you finance and you still have to pay for 5 or 6 years, you know, and now you're going to drop your credit scores 200 points because you started missing payments and then the account got charged off. That's something that I don't support. So again, if you're just an everyday person, you know, you're working a normal job and you know you have bills to take care of, I don't suggest that you finance a vehicle. I suggest, even if you have an 800 credit score, that doesn't mean nothing. That just means the little bills that you had over the last few years, you paid them on time, which you should do. So, you know, a credit score really doesn't mean how wealthy someone is or how good they are, you know, as far as saving money. That just means whatever amount of items that you had as far as debts, you just paid them on time, which is good. So, you know, even though you have a 1000 credit score, you're working an everyday job, that still does not justify you buying a vehicle. Okay, I still suggest saving up, buying something cash, you know, cheap, and then as far as your credit, use that to get credit cards, to get rewards when you're going out shopping and traveling and stuff. And then use your credit to purchase real estate, purchase a home, purchase, you know, something that's going to increase your or improve your lifestyle over the years by either saving money or making money. Okay, so again, everyday consumer, I do not suggest financing a vehicle. Now, for my people who are getting into the business owner space, right, starting a business, owning a business, operating a business, well, you may look at credit a little bit different than your typical 9-to-5 employee who's working every day, who don't have a business, don't care about having a business. They just want to pay their bills and move on with their life and not have any stress, right? They want to be or want to live stress-free and not worrying about business failing and restarting and all these risks and, you know, things like that. So someone who's starting a business may use credit to grow their business. They may finance fleet cars and things like that. At the end of the day, those cars are, you know, essentially a investment, right? Those cars are going to make the money by being able to make more deliveries or get to places faster or do more jobs. You know, if you have a plumbing business and you can finance three cars and you can be at three different job sites, you know, at the same time, then yes, that's a investment within your company. You are using credit to, you know, speed up your business, improve your business, grow your business. So that is one reason why I would suggest doing it that way if you're using it for a financial gain and you're using it for an investment, because you may go finance three vans and each van have a, I don't know, a $400 or $500 car payment each, but yet you're making $1,000 on one job. You see what I'm saying there? So you have paid all three car payments just with one job, and then you have three vans at three different job sites. And I mean, it's just, you're making way more of a return than what the interest you're paying and the car payments you're paying, and then eventually you can pay those off. So that's one way that I would agree with using your credit to finance a car. But just financing a vehicle itself, just going to work every day, you know, I think that is stupid and you should absolutely pay cash for it. You know, I did something the other day and I posted it to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast YouTube channel and Spotify and all of that stuff. I went to go to CarMax the other day just to test out a Tesla to see if I like it or whatever, while my main vehicle is in the service department at a local car dealership. So I went to CarMax. I basically purchased a Tesla to see if I would like it, because my truck is starting to have issues, or my Silverado is starting to have issues at Chevy. And I'm like, man, I just want to step down to maybe something smaller, something less maintenance and things like that. So I started looking into the Teslas and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take this vehicle home. They offer a 10-day return policy. So I want to see if I like these cars. And I myself don't have anything negative on my credit. You know, my scores are good. I don't have anything negative. My credit card utilization is zero. You know, it's paid every month. And I applied for the vehicle and I had a 10% APR. You know, this is just a week or so ago. They gave me a 10% APR. And again, you know, if I would have just been an everyday person, you know, this is what I would have gotten with a excellent credit score on a used vehicle, right? So 10%. You know, I'm basically, the money just doesn't make sense. You know, the car was like $30,000. I would have ended up paying like, you know, almost what, double the car, like 50,000, almost double you know, the vehicle's price, if I would have just kept that vehicle and just paid it for 6 or 7 years. So, you know, things like that is just stupid. If something happened to me financially, I would have, you know, started missing car payments and things like that. And I think just having car payments is just a trap in America, and it's just something that we're just brainwashed to do because it's advertised the most when it goes to purchasing a vehicle. Think people just think, oh, you need credit to get a car. You know, no, just go back to the old days of saving up for that vehicle and you know, put yourself in less of a bind later on if something happens. So the third situation is these people that are like, they're like, oh, well, I can finance a vehicle at a whatever rate they give me, and I'm just going to keep my money that I already have saved up. I can buy this car for 20 grand cash right now, but instead I'm going to finance it and I'm going to put this 20 grand in the stock market or day trading or into my business and sell more inventory, whatever the case is, you know. And I kind of have mixed opinions on that. If it was me, you know, I'm not in a position where I can just drop $20,000, $30,000 on a used vehicle, or not due down the used vehicle. I'm not in a position to where I have 20 or 30,000 that I will spend on a vehicle that I can spend on something else in business. I run a credit repair company. So there's nothing for me to spend $30,000 on to flip my business, to make it back double. I mean, the only thing that I have to purchase is marketing, you know? So there's not inventory that I have to buy to, you know, make double of that within a short time frame. You know, that's what I'm saying when I meant I don't have $20,000 or $30,000 that I would spend on a used vehicle for my business that's gonna earn me double what I would have paid in interest. So now you have people that sell inventory. Black Friday is coming up next month, so people that are looking into buying a car right now, they're like, oh, instead of me dropping 30 grand on this used vehicle, I can take this 30 grand, buy more products for my business or my store or whatever. And then now I have 30 grand worth of products to sell. And if I'm making double on these products, I can make $60,000 on this versus me giving $30,000 away to this car. And I still got the same products in my store, you know, and I'm just going to keep making the same money. So in that mindset, I get. It is a risk though, because what if those products don't sell? What if you don't make as much profit as you plan to, and now you're stuck with this car payment? But generally speaking, most of the people who do decide to make decisions like that, having the cash already, they can probably buy the car two or three times, but instead of using their cash to just, you know, throw it away in a vehicle that's going to depreciate, whatever the case is, they much rather use that cash and use it for something that's going to build equity or earn more of a profit, versus just throwing it away to a vehicle just to save $500 a month when they're making $500 and probably an hour just by investing that money back into their business. So, you know, as you can see, there's so many different situations. And this brings me back to my, you know, introduction of this video. America would be a much better place if people just mind their business, right? Regardless if you know for a fact someone is buying something and they did it incorrectly and they're wasting their money and they're in so much debt, you know this person is, at the end of the day, focus on you. You know, you may see somebody else driving a Lamborghini. That doesn't mean they're rich. They may be in debt to their head and they don't have any leftover eating money, vice versa. You may hear somebody say, oh, I'm leasing this car or I'm financing this car. You may think, oh, wow, they don't have any money to pay cash for. But yet they may be a person that used the cash to invest that back in their $1 million business or whatever. And they're making multiple amounts versus the amount that they, you know, put towards, or they would have put in towards the car. So there's so many different situations. And again, I think there should never be a platform that's out there online that's telling people to buy things only one way, because things work different ways. Just like growing a business, you can grow a business you know, by not borrowing money and not using other people's money. You can start in real estate by saving up every penny and then buy your first property, and 30 years from now when you finally save up $300,000, or you can finance it and just get a head start. It's a risk, but everything is a risk. If you save your money forever and not finance anything, that could potentially be a risk. You can lose out on purchasing something for cheap and, you know, just miss out on a lot right now, versus if you were to just pay for, you know, in 10 years, whenever inflation have marked up the price 1,000 times, and then now the money that you're saving is worth less than what you would have spent today if you were to just finance it and pay the interest, you know. So there's not a right or wrong. However, there is a smart and dumb situation. And for you people that are out there just going out buying stuff with your credit and it's not making you any money, or it's not helping your situation to where it's, you know, saving you money, then again, I think that's stupid. And I'm gonna end this episode with this. There's gonna be people who listen to this, or there's gonna be mindsets just like, you know, some of the ones I described in this episode. And what I'm getting at, you're gonna hear the argument of, oh, well, I financed a vehicle because I don't want to drive something that's not reliable to work, or something that's all beat up, or whatever the case is. That is just a stereotype of vehicles, right? So the issue is people don't want to step down and drive something less than what they think they're worth. So the way they justify it is crazy. They're like, oh, I need something more reliable, so I'm financing a car. So they're going to go buy something brand new or slightly used, and they're going to spend $50,000 on it and claim that they have a warranty and all this stuff. Cool, whatever. Versus if they would have bought something for $15,000 and it would have rode perfectly fine, to be honest with you. And let's just say something mechanical did happen. What? It's going to cost you, you know, $1,500, $2,000 to fix it, or it may take you, who cares? Even if it costs $5,000, you bought a $15,000 car cash, and something happened 2 years from now and it broke down, you now have to spend $5,000 to fix it. Well, now you've only invested $20,000 into this car, and it's going to, you know, roll for many years after. So if you were to finance a vehicle, let's say somebody bought a $50,000 brand new truck or $50,000 used trucks, trucks are expensive these days, even SUVs especially. So, you know, you going from $15,000 to $50,000 just to say, oh, well, I only financed it because, you know, I didn't want to have to pay for repairs, and I'm saving money by not paying for repairs, and my warranty covers stuff if something breaks. You know, I think that is stupid, because that's not a way to justify something. That's a lifestyle that you fail to adjust. And now, instead of saving money and now having leftover money by not having a car payment, you much rather look better by driving something newer. And your way to justify using your credit for something stupid is saying you didn't want to pay for repairs and you wanted something reliable. So, but again, you know, if everybody goes back to worrying about their own business and staying out of other people's business, stop judging people when you see them on social media, stop listening to platforms that tells you, you know, there's only one way to buy something, you know. So you have some people that are like, oh, the only way to do this is if you finance it. Oh, if you don't pay cash for it, you're stupid. You know, I don't agree with that. You know, I like to see pros and cons of each situation. You know, just like starting a business, I have so many people that are like, hey, Chris, I want to start a credit repair business, or I want to start a trucking business, or, you know, I want to start this home remodeling business, whatever they're trying to do. You know, I'm never going to tell that person, okay, this is the only way you need to do it. If you do it some other way, it's not going to work. You know, you can become successful by so many different ways, doing so many different things. And that's the best part, you know, about doing things in life, to where, you know, there's multiple ways to do it. I would not like to live in a world and you only have to do things one way. I love the different mindsets and the different ways you can do things in life. And I just think that makes America better versus sticking to one only option or one way to do something. You know, it's almost like you're in school at that point. You know, I like the different viewpoints and mindsets of doing things differently and using your credit for different reasons and things like that. But at the end of the day, smart is smart, dumb is dumb. So as long as you're doing it in a way that's going to help your future, that is good. But if you're doing it just to show off on the internet and, you know, so-called flex or stunt, whatever the words are that they use, you know, that's really going to dumb down your situation there. So that is all for this episode.
If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S. creditrepair.com.
Saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.